Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola. Once again, Kelsey Griffin from Casino Beach Bar and Grill is our guest today. Kelsey, are you there?
I'm here. How are you, PJ?
Good, and I apologize for the technical difficulty there.
Well, you know, Mercury's retrograde or something like that, so it's going to happen.
Sounds good. Well, I certainly appreciate you being with us today. Again, Kelsey is with the Casino Beach Bar and Grill. Tell us a little bit about the business today.
Yeah, you know, so it's a beautiful day. We're coming off of a really busy Labor Day weekend. We have some awesome local bands play Tris Weeks on Saturday night and Honey Days on Sunday, and they packed the house out. It was a really fun vibe, perfect beach music, you know, to kind of taper off the summer, moving into the fall. We have a lot of exciting things. Of course, fall brings football, so plenty of TVs inside. We installed some down at our Tiki Bar, too. And we're just excited to kind of move into a little bit of a, I won't say cooler weather, because we know that's not going to happen yet, but more desirable weather to kind of sit outside and enjoy some pints and pitchers and watch the game with all your friends and also look at beautiful Pensacola Beach in the same day.
Absolutely. My wife and I have actually been to the Casino Beach Bar and Grill and love the location there. The day that we were there, lots of Bob Marley kind of vibing on the radio. Like you said, a beautiful view of the Gulf. And, of course, you're right there next to the pier, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we are right next to the Pensacola Beach Gulf Pier. So we see a lot of activity from the fishermen when they're out there. Get to see a lot of interesting things. Sea turtles, too, from time to time. We get to see or participate sometimes in some rescues for that.
Wonderful. Talk to me a little bit about happy hour.
Yes, our happy hour is Monday through Friday from 11 to 3. You know, $2 off small plates, huckleberry lemonades, which are a classic kind of drink. If you haven't got to try it, it is quite delicious. We have a really good selection of mocktails as well. So for those people who don't, you know, drink, they can also enjoy something in a nice, pretty glass with a beautiful garnish. And anybody can participate in that from 11 to 3 p.m. And then if you're a part of our loyalty program, we will send out specialty offers on those as well.
Yes, I was looking a little bit at the loyalty program, and it looks like there's a chance to earn points. And what do you do with the points, and how does that work?
Yeah. So obviously, you know, just kind of works like every point system. The more you visit, the more you earn. And when you hit a certain level, you get $10 off. You get certain giveaways. You're the first to be invited to any kind of events or even know about them. We know the locals here in Pensacola and, you know, frequent flyers from the north who like to visit us like that exclusivity. And we try to offer that with them, too, by giving them, you know, first pass at any kind of events that we have upcoming on tickets for that event as well.
Okay, perfect. So talk to me a little bit more about the beverages, some of the alcoholic beverages that you're offering, maybe some of the, you know, other things that you're offering on the menu there.
Yeah, so one thing that, you know, has been a favorite and it sells out all the time is that we have Florida-grown coconuts when we have them. Yeah, it's veteran-owned, and like I said, it's kind of a culmination of multiple farmers in South Florida all across the region by Coco Rico Farms, and we get deliveries of those really often, and Monday was actually National Coconut Day, and we sold out really fast.
So you're promoting that pretty heavily?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was great. So I hope to have some more coconuts in, but I really like to tell people, you know, you can't get a fresh Florida coconut anywhere else on the beach, and it's really cool that we have them. And there's just nothing kind of like watching your bartender crack open a coconut and getting to enjoy it, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm envisioning the coconut and the straw and just sitting there on the beach taking in the waves.
That's the picture I'm trying to paint, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So you have a great menu there. I know there's a lot of different options, soups and salads and tacos and burgers and kids options and stuff like that. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah, of course. So we really try to focus on Gulf Coast food with a little bit of a Caribbean flair. And we're really doing that in a delicious way with football season. We actually launched our football menu this week. And there's this burger on there that has CBB secret sauce made by our chef, Mike. And, I mean, it's sinful. It is so good. It's one of the best burgers I think I've ever had in my life. So, yeah, CBB is and I call it CBB, but it's Casino Beach Bar and Grill. They have a really great kind of like hidden menu of things that you wouldn't expect from a beach bar, like burgers, flatbreads, wings, and then our fresh margarita catch. So you can get whatever our catch of the day is with this really good cream-based sauce over some coconut rice. Really good. So, and I don't think like a lot of people know. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jason.
No, good. Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, we have the kind of casual laid-back experience at Casino Beach, and right above us is our sister restaurant, which is Drift. So you can take the elevator up or the stairs, and then you're kind of in this oasis overlooking the palm trees. You can see right down the pier. Perfect spot to see the Blue Angels zip by every Sunday afternoon. Or, you know, it's got a great happy hour, too, from 4 to 6 when they're open Wednesday through Sunday. And we're doing some really cool events this season as well, where we are doing versus series. So we just had our Napa versus Sonoma County wine dinner, and that was really fun. It was really engaging. People kind of got to take notes and pay attention and compare their wines from regions to the dish they were having that our chef like specially curated for that. And we have another one in September coming up on September 26th, the last Thursday of the month, which will be Irish versus American whiskey. I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
and then
good.
On Halloween, we're going to do a murder mystery dinner. Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Anything that you can share with us about the murder mystery dinner?
Yeah. So we want people to dress up in their best 1920s kind of costumes, come out. We're going to give away some prizes. It's going to be led by a murder mystery company that does them locally as well. And we're going to do some 1920s inspired cocktails.
Wonderful. Is there
kind of wind them up? Yeah.
Yeah. Is there like a ticket cost to get in and then dinner, or how's that going to work?
Yeah. Yeah. So anybody can visit driftpcola.com, our website, or just search murder mystery dinner or Irish versus American whiskey dinner, on Google, and it'll take you to either our website or our Eventbrite page. And you can also check it out on Facebook. So we got those links everywhere you could want them.
That's awesome. So I was looking at the website a little bit before our call today, and the one word that stuck out to me was Gulf Coast fresh. So there's definitely a commitment to freshness by your business.
Absolutely, absolutely. We really pride ourselves on our partnerships with local vendors out here and bringing really, you know, Gulf Coast seafood to the table with a very specific flair. And our chef upstairs is really creative and that he keeps things light and simple. And when you have great ingredients, that's all you really need. And being in Pensacola, we have an endless amount of that. So we're really lucky to kind of come up with the dishes we do and change them out on a weekly basis too.
Awesome. So I know the night that I was there, my wife was actually trying to convince me to stay for bingo afterwards. We didn't end up doing that, but I know that bingo is something that I think you do weekly there.
Yeah, we do it actually every Monday night. So we're going to kick that off tonight at 6 p.m.
Awesome. So in addition to...
And anybody can play?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and anybody can play. And then on Wednesdays, we do trivia night now at 6 p.m.
Okay. And so what's on tap for trivia? You release those topics ahead of time?
So it is just... No, it's general knowledge. It's part of the National Team Trivia League. So like people can participate in it to... kind of go on and like compete in regionals. It's very interesting and not as intimidating, I think, as I'm trying to describe it. But what's really fun is when you get obviously a team together, or you know, you find some people at the bar who are participating you don't really know, and y'all play and you win for prizes. So you can give cards, swag, giveaways, drink cards, free apps, all kinds of things, and they bring their own prizes too. And we're looking to hear what their big surprise giveaway is going to be. I've heard it might be a really fancy Yeti cooler.
Nice. Anything else event-wise coming up that you want us to be aware of?
Gosh, I mean, we have so much going on. I don't know if you've heard about what we do every single day at Casino Beach Bar and Grill with our Clean Beach Initiative.
No.
We have buckets on hand down on the patio, and you know, we're really lucky for the most part. Our locals and visitors alike are pretty respectable of our beach and keep them really nice and clean.
Mm-hmm.
But if you grab a bucket and you just kind of go out and pick up some trash and bring it back to us, we'll give you a complimentary canned domestic, a well shot, or a mocktail, or a fountain drink on us too. So amazing. We really try to encourage people, you know, while you're here, just keep it clean. And then we got something for you for helping us out, keeping the beaches beautiful.
You know, next time I'm there, I think while I'm maybe waiting for my, you know, we order, maybe while you're waiting for the dinner to arrive, you just pick and grab a bucket, go on the beach and do a little cleanup.
Exactly.
Nice. I know that you're
it's
also
a full experience at Casino Beach.
Absolutely. I know that you're also, you have a section on the website for nonprofits in our community. It says nonprofit charity inquiry. So talk to me a little bit about investing in your local community, why that's important, and how people go about applying for that if they're a nonprofit in the area.
Oh, absolutely. So every quarter and month, we try to give back to the community in some kind of way, because we wouldn't be here without them, right? You got to take care of what takes care of you. And the way we do that one way is kind of funneling our nonprofit requests through our Facebook page or our website on Casino Beach, Drift. This also applies to our downtown brands, 200 South, Agave, Blend, Graffiti Pizza. And we just like to hear about what the initiative is and do whatever it is in our power that we can to help them out. And we do it on a case-by-case basis. And sometimes, you know, it might be the classic way where we write a check and support you, or a lot of ways we do it with our loyalty program or parties at one of our businesses. And we'll do that by having a bartender competition, and all the money raised on the auctioning of the drinks goes back to the nonprofit. Or if you purchase a ticket, a portion of the ticket sales will go back to the nonprofit, or we'll do silent auction giveaways. We just kind of like being creative about it, because the people in Pensacola like to be involved and do different things. They all like to do something. We're a very active community here. So we try to make that fun. And, you know, just I kind of put on my thinking cap and talk to our team and like our management, the people who are there every day, and also the community members, like people who are in the chambers and leading these nonprofits. You know, like, what are you looking at? Like, what is something you've wanted to do you've never been able to do? Like, let's talk about it and let's make it fun for everybody involved. So yeah, you can fill that out, and we can make something really cool happen for Pensacola if you just send in a request on it.
Sounds good. And the website that they go to, again, one more time for people looking to make an inquiry?
Yep, you can go to any of our businesses at Casino Beach Bar and Grill, Drift Picola, 200 South Tap House, Blend, Graffiti Pizza. And if you scroll down to the bottom on that footer, there's a nice little block that says Nonprofit Charity Inquiries. And you can click on that and fill out that form.
Fantastic. So I know you talked a little bit already about the points as it relates to the tie into some of the promotions that you're doing. Looks like you also do some gift cards for people if they're looking for the upcoming holidays and wanting to maybe give a gift.
Yeah, absolutely. So we offer gift cards, and if you spend $50, you automatically get a $10, you know, bonus gift card for yourself online. And in this day and age, it's so much easier to buy a gift card and just email it to somebody. Of course, who doesn't like something getting mailed to them, which you could also do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's nice to give as a birthday present, or if you can't come somewhere and you know somebody's visiting somewhere, you can send them a gift card to somewhere you know they're going, you know?
Absolutely.
So we just tried to offer that to all of our businesses. And then you get a little bit of something for yourself, too. A little $10 bonus. And you can give that to them or save it for later. But it's definitely great to have around Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day, Christmas, you know, all the holidays.
Absolutely. So wonderful. You are listening to Pep Talk, and Kelsey Griffin from Casino Beach Bar and Grill is our guest. We will be back with Kelsey right after this. Just got to take a quick commercial break.
And regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Why's the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the CNN interview that Tim Walz and Kamala Harris did with Dana Bash, particularly on the topic of inflation. That's in the 5 o'clock hour if you're checking out the podcast page. Also talked with Sheriff Chip Simmons about why people steal ATMs out of convenience stores and what a crazy crime that is. Plus the retirement of Judge Gary Burgosh and how does that play for his wife's runoff election in November. You can listen to all of these segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. And of course, you can find us on the app, 850-437-1620, if you'd like to text in your question. Pep Talk is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, the best of the bay plumber, best of the bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at give them a call at 477-8782. Once again, Kelsey Griffin from Casino Beach Bar and Grill is our guest. Welcome back, Kelsey.
Hey, nice to be back.
All right, and I know the other thing that we checked out while we were at the restaurant was a merchandise section, so talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, you know, everybody has this nice, beautiful day playing at the beach, right? And undoubtedly, you're going to forget something. Or you remembered everything and you want to take a little bit of Pensacola home with you. So we have towels, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, sunglasses. And if you need a necessity, we have these really cool little keychains that are sunblock and chapsticks with a little SPF in it, bottle openers and koozies. So you can always add that on to the end of your tab if you're sitting down and dining with us at Casino Beach Bar and Grill, or if you are just, you know, grabbing a drink and wanting to go relax in one of our beach loungers and you need some shades because you forgot them. Even though the umbrellas out there will provide you some extra sun, but that sand is really blindingly white sometimes, which we love to have, but you need a little extra protection for the eyes. We have, you know, a little selection of things that people can take home with them.
Absolutely. And definitely looking at some of the items, a lot of good island vibes, which would create a lot of memories. And when you wear that, you'd be like, okay, I'm back on the beach.
Exactly. One of our most popular ones is probably our CBB travel mug. It's this plastic travel mug that's reusable. It's got a handle on it, and it's insulated, double-walled insulated. So you can purchase that, and then you get a select refill on us with your first purchase, and then you get discounted refills every time all year round that you bring it back with us. And we have some wine tumblers and metal tumblers too that are perfect for that.
Sounds good. We have a couple minutes left. I know you also wanted to talk about some of your sister brands as well. What do we need to know?
Speaking of taking things home, at 200 South in the heart of downtown, when everybody is out and about looking for somewhere to watch a game, we have over 20 TVs inside, some of them on our patio. And if you sit outside, you're right across from Graffiti Pizza, who also has some big, TVs. We're going to be bringing the big screen back. So as you're watching the games and then it's getting kind of late and you know that you need to Uber home or walk home, you can take home six packs of your own choosing at 200 South, along with, you know, a giant German pretzel or some wings, which are fantastic, or a smash burger. A lot of people don't know that, but you get a 30% discount on a take-home six-pack. And it could be a four-pack or a two-pack. Of course, you have to not open that while you're on premises. But it's just something that is kind of a nice way to continue your football watching at home from 200 South.
Sounds good. And that's 200 South Palafox, correct?
Correct.
All right. So talk to me a little bit. We have about a minute left. So talk to me a little bit about what people can expect at 200 South in terms of the ambiance and the menu. And I know there's a lot to cram into a minute, but what can you tell us about that?
Oh, I could say a lot. So, this actually September 8th, we're kicking off the first NFL game. So we'll have some really cool specials going on down there for everybody. It's going to be $4 pints, $12 select pitchers. And these are good pitchers like Kona Big Wave, Shock Top, Goose Island, Sweetwater Lager, and our beer of the month. We're going to do, for the first time ever, neutral buckets. And then we also are selling football loyalty cards. So if you purchase a $50 loyalty card, and this applies downtown and at Casino Beach Bar and Grill, you can get 15% off of every purchase all throughout football.
That is awesome. Kelsey Griffin from Casino Beach Bar and Grill, thank you for being our guest today on Pep Talk.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I'm Therese Crowley. Back to school, first day of the fall semester, and back to the anti-Israel protest today in New York's Columbia University, with Israel's prime minister saying he will not be preached to about getting a hostage release and ceasefire with Hamas after Hamas executed six hostages. Columbia's president urging students to come together this semester with empathy and grace. Reporters suggest presidential candidate Kamala Harris was using earbuds and a cell phone to dodge their questions about Gaza and letting her new TV ads do the talking.
She'll make groceries more affordable by cracking down on price gouging. And she'll cut housing costs by taking on corporate speculators.
1 week to the presidential debates, polls show voters trust Donald Trump more on the economy. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 10:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got a beautiful day. It is partly cloudy, 86 degrees in Pensacola. Escambia County Commissioners will be looking at the revised Warrington redevelopment plan this week. District 2 Commissioner Mike Kohler says there's plenty of work yet to finish in the area.
A lot more to do because around the base, you know, you have to look back at the NASP compatibility utilization study. Navy Boulevard never got completely beautified. You look at there's still some stormwater drainage issues that never got done in Edgewater.
A meeting was held with residents back in April where their thoughts and ideas were shared. Kohler says the updated plans would prioritize several projects, including beautifying Navy Boulevard as you head into NAS Pensacola, the stormwater drainage project on Gulf Beach Highway, and eliminating flooding at the Forest Creek Apartments, among others. The revised plan will be on this week's agenda at the Escambia County Board of County Commissioners meeting. A dog has died after a house fire on Cody Lane in Escambia County. Officials say that fire broke out Monday morning just before noon. The homeowner says the fire started in an air conditioning unit. All the residents did make it out of the house safely, but unfortunately the dog died in that fire. 43-year-old man not hurt after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing through a fence, then hitting a shed today. That happened early this morning at Houston and Memphis Avenues in Escambia County. The Florida Highway Patrol says the driver fell asleep and ran off the road at a curve. And it is 10:33 right now at News Radio. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
Rain chances are increased for this afternoon and evening, about a 60% chance of rain, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. Going